Hello?
Hi.
All right. So when I was 15, I was a loser. And so I was a loser then. I'm not a winner now, but I was losing a lot more then. And so I decided that I was in love because I had strong feelings for this girl. Probably because she didn't care about me. And so I thought, how could I get her to love me? And I thought, what if she was attacked by a group of ne'er-do-wells, and she was scared, and I fought them off, and she was saved. Maybe then she would love me. So I think a lot of people have this fantasy. I do. I mean, it's every superhero movie. Our entire culture is that. So I'm not, I don't blame myself. Just a product of the environment. So I got the opportunity when I was a sophomore, and I had been in love with this girl for a year and a half at this point. When my friend Sam, who looks like Michael Cera, if you know who Michael Cera is, Sam also decided that he loved this girl. And so there was some competition there. And on Monday of this fateful week, my friend Ronnie, who is, he's more than a friend, he's also the first person who sold me weed. We were bookies for one day, and we raked, and I made $20, and that's in this day and age that's rare for people to be bookies. So he's a real waste of potential. You know, if the mob was still as strong as it used to be, he could probably be on the low end of that. But at least he would have a job. So I don't know what to say. But he heard that me and Sam both like this girl, and so he said, "Hey, why don't you two have a boxing match and settle it that way?" And Sam said, "Sure." And I said, "Oh, all right." And so we planned this out. We didn't have headgear or mouth guards or boxing gloves, but we did have $10, and there was a KB Toys, so we got sock and boppers. Now, do you all know what sock and boppers are? Does anyone not know what sock and boppers are? Okay, sock and boppers are balloons that you give to children, because children, they'll hit each other. So you give it to them. So when they hit each other, it's soft. But we were 16. We were not six. So we had this planned out that we were going to have a boxing match with balloons on our fists. And we planned this out in science class. We were in the back of the classroom. And it was a real motivating factor. We'd all been kind of average students, but we got really into it. And it was like the Little Rascals. We were putting on a show. We made a poster. We put it in the trophy room. And so that was out for the whole week. We were just very excited. There were bets taken. And we were talking about it. We were very excited. And so Saturday came when the fight was. And we made the ring using fence posts and rope, and we made the ring in Harbor View, which is a ritzy part of Norwalk. It's a little area. It's on the waterfront. It was a beautiful day. We made the ring out in this grassy field right outside of Sam's house. There were probably a dozen kids. Adults were around because it was a beautiful day, so they were enjoying their martinis and watching as a festive sporting event was going to be taking place. We had trainers who didn't train us, Neither one of us had any boxing experience. I'd wrestled a little bit. Sam wrestled too, but he stopped because he kept bleeding a lot. He had a problem with his nose, so he would just bleed. And they would shove a tampon in his nose. But then he would lose. So if you lose, if you keep losing wrestling matches and you have a tampon in your nose, you stop doing that. Because it's not something you want to do anymore. I don't know. So we had this experience of not having any boxing experience, and we had the entrance music. I had bagpipes. I remember. I don't know what his song was. I didn't care. But I had. So let me get to this. I'm sorry. I think I'm going. Oh, cool. All right. So we had entrance music. I had bagpipes because I knew he hated bagpipes. I wanted the psychological edge. Because really, I didn't want to lose this match. Okay, I was pretty confident that I was going to win, and I didn't want to hurt him, but I didn't want to lose. So we were all very excited, and the match began. And that's when it became very apparent that the sock and boppers was not a great idea. Because after three hits, it was just me hitting him with bare knuckles wrapped in plastic. I'll give you a visual. This is I don't know what I looked like, but I could show you what Sam looked like. So Sam started off with a couple jabs, and then he went like this. And what I realized was, if you keep hitting them and they can't hit you back, you win. So this lasted for about a minute, and then it was stopped. Because it was a mess. It was a mess. And this is where it's going with the story. I didn't get the girl. She decided that she wanted a sensitive guy. So I didn't get the girl. I feel bad. And Sam got the girl. And so what are you going to do? But to make you feel better, because I know you're very upset about this. She was crazy, and so I won.